The political crisis in Pakistan is growing. That crisis began earlier this month over the decision by the country's president, Pervez Musharraf, to suspend the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Several other judges have resigned in protest, and there have been demonstrations by hundreds of lawyers and also political opponents of the president in several Pakistani cities. Joining us now is David Montero. He's a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you give us just a brief history of why Musharraf suspended this chief justice?
The allegation is that he had abused his power and had engaged in misconduct. But the real reason behind it, many people believe, is that he was a thorn in the side of the administration and may have caused problems for Musharraf's re-election bid later this year.
And in what way was he a thorn, as you say, in the side of this administration?
He's very outspoken. He's aired the regime's dirty laundry in public by chiding the government, particularly in a case where many terrorism suspects have been disappeared by the intelligence agencies. So he sort of forced the government to trace these people, which the regime didn't like. And he may question the constitutional grounds of Musharraf running for re-election later this year.
Is there, in fact, a case for this Chief Justice being compromised?
The administration says, yes, they have several complaints lodged against him. The problem is they're not making the accusations against him public, which they say is standard procedure. We don't know what he's been charged with, and it's unlikely to be made public. And the hearing that is going to be held will be held in camera, which means that no one will know exactly what's going on. So there could be a legitimate case. Chowdhury has a reputation, we're told, of being somewhat pushy, unkind to his colleagues. There's also allegations of him misusing government planes. At this point, you know, these are all allegations, so we just don't know.
How serious of a challenge are these demonstrations and this uproar over the firing of this Chief Justice to Pervez Musharraf? He's been in power now since 1999.
People are saying this is the biggest political debacle of his tenure. It remains to be seen how serious it will become. Right now, it seems serious because, as you pointed out, hundreds of lawyers are on the street. This is not a mass movement by political parties. It's citizens, it's intellectuals, it's people who are protesting regardless of their party affiliation. If the political parties decide to join in, it could snowball into a mass movement, and then Musharraf could really be in trouble.
And what for Musharraf would constitute being in trouble?
Well, again, he is up for re-election at the end of this year. I mean, this is a national drama that's being played out on television. And people in the court of public opinion, Musharraf is definitely losing points. When he goes to the polls at the end of the year, he's likely to have few friends, particularly after this incident. And so what might happen is it might force him to be even more heavy-handed. And, you know, some people are saying postpone the elections.
And where would you say this is all headed?
Well, that's a big question. I mean, there's Chowdhury, his hearing will resume on Wednesday. There's a nationwide protest plan. People are expecting it's likely to be pretty violent. Again, if the mainstream opposition parties join into this fray, and so far they've been a little bit cautious in getting too involved, if they join into this, it could spawn into a mass movement. And that, I mean, it's anybody's guess at that point.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
David Montero is a reporter with the Christian Science Monitor, speaking from Islamabad.